It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And Paul Ramel sitting in for Maynard Meyer this morning, and in the studio, as always, is Josh Benega, the Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. And good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. The sun's shining. It didn't start out that way this morning.
Oh, it didn't?
Well, I came in at 6, and the sun was coming up, and it was pretty cloudy anyway.
Yeah, I'm today's not a work day for me, but I'm here. That's representing the County Veteran Service Office, but I slept in a little bit this morning, so I didn't get to see the sunrise.
Well, happy Veterans Day to you, Josh. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. And
big day today.
Yes, we're saluting all veterans today on our show today. All veterans, past, present, and future. When I say future, I mean those that are currently serving, because one day they'll hold the title of veteran.
Okay.
Right now they're holding the title of service member.
All right. Maybe we should clear something up. I think a lot of people get confused about Memorial Day in the spring and Veterans Day here.
Well, it's simple. Memorial Day honors service members that were that are no longer with us, that have passed away. Veterans Day honors the living veterans, those that are living and that are still with us.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yes.
Okay. And that's what we're doing today, Veterans Day. A lot of programs around the area. Madison's will be at 10:30 this morning.
10:30 at the MMN Gymnasium. Yeah. We got Ashley Borman speaking. She's the director of the Montevideo Veterans Home. Yeah. She can blame me for being asked to speak, because there was a group text that went out and said, who should we get for a speaker? I said, how about Ashley Borman?
Awesome.
And they got her.
All right.
So she can put all the blame on me for that. So.
Well, we'll hear Ashley live on the radio. We'll be broadcasting.
She'll do an excellent job.
Vets Day program in Madison. Other programs, too.
We have Dawson Boyd is at 10 o'clock this morning. And it looks like the speaker is Command Sergeant Major, retired Danny Persicky. I know Danny's from the Appleton area. Right. Served a long time to reach the rank of Command Sergeant Major. That's E9. That's the highest enlisted rank that a member of the Army can get.
Okay. So. Then out at Lackawanna Valley this afternoon, too, right?
Yep, 2 p.m. I'm not sure who the speaker is there.
I'll find out.
Yep.
2 o'clock at Lackawanna Valley.
Yep, that's usually put on by the Milan American Legion, and I'm not sure who else, but I know they're active in that. So.
Okay. So we're saluting all veterans
today. All veterans today, because it's Veterans Day. So we're saluting all veterans.
So what's happening?
Well, a lot of different. I just found out another one this weekend. I mentioned this all last week, and I put this list in the Dawson Sentinel Western Guard for people to peruse and take that information and do what they will with it. But we got some local promotions that are taking place in town here. The Madison Study Club is offering free coffee or pop to veterans. A free drink coupon is redeemable at the Pantry, Madison Mercantile, or Detoys. Coupons will be available at the Veterans Day program. Let's see what else. The businesses will have coupons available if needed. Coupon will be honored the week of November 11th through the 16th. So that's Madison Study Club's way of saying we appreciate your service. Maynard yesterday made the command decision that next weekend, so Friday through Monday, will be free admission at the Grand Theater for veterans.
Good.
Because they're closed this week.
Yep.
They're for renovations or whatever they're doing, cleaning or spring cleaning.
I'm not sure.
In November. But so it's free admission to the Grand Theater next weekend. I think that's the 15th through the 16th, 18th.
Well, let me get my trusty calendar out here. Yep, 15th through the 18th.
All right. That's the also Casey's General Stores. Any size complimentary coffee or fountain drink to all veterans on November 11th. Dollar General has a 20% Discount for veterans, active duty military, National Guard and Reserve, and their immediate family members, November 10th through the 13th on qualifying purchases in store. We got some area ones. And I always caveat this with make sure the place is honoring this promotion because some places don't do that. These are nationally advertised promotions. Okay. So I just caveat that.
These are just for veterans?
For veterans okay. or military or Applebee's. Free meal from a selected menu on November 11th at participating locations, and that's dine-in only. Buffalo Wild Wings, veterans, active duty service members get 10 free boneless wings and fries with a valid ID. Available dine-in or if ordering from B-Dub's Go location, available for walk-in orders placed at the counter only. Caribou Coffee, free small brewed coffee or cold press on Veterans Day, spouses included. We talked about Casey's and Dollar General already. Hy-Vee is offering a free breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Veterans Day. You got 40 minutes, and if you're in Madison, you're not going to make it to Hy-Vee in Watertown or Marshall by 10 a.m. So, unless you're halfway there already, yep. And 15% off groceries. So Little Caesar's Pizza, free hot and ready lunch combo between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Veterans Day, and that includes 4 pieces of deep dish pizza and a 20-ounce Pepsi product. I try and hit that one up. It's a good, cheap pizza. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Madison Study Club. Redland Art Center in Watertown. On Monday, November 11th, the Redland Art Center will continue the tradition. A complimentary print is available as a gift from the Redland family to all servicemen and servicewomen who are able to physically visit the Redland Art Center in Watertown, South Dakota, and show a military identification card. I know in the past they've offered a free print, which is unframed, or you can get a discounted small framed print. And I've decorated my office and I've decorated my living room with small Terry Redland prints that I've purchased on Veterans Day. Runnings. I saw the ad this weekend. It's a 10% pay for veterans and military. Valid ID is required. There are limitations on, what you can purchase with that. Starbucks, 12-ounce hot or cold brewed coffee for veterans, military service members, and military spouses who visit participating locations on November 11th. Target, 10% military discount from October 27th through November 11th to all active duty military personnel, veterans, and families. Discount can be used to actually sign up and get the Target app in order to qualify for this promotion. So, Target sent me a couple of email reminders saying, hey, you can use this promotion since you're a veteran. Tractor Supply Company, same thing. You have to go to their Hometown Heroes app or Tractor Supply Company app, sign up for Hometown Heroes to qualify for a 10% discount on November 11th. It used to be 15, but now it's 10%. Walgreens, from November 8th through 11th, veterans and their families will receive 20% off regular price eligible store items at any Walgreens or Duane Reade drugstore nationwide. Restrictions do apply. And one I'm kind of excited about that I got an email this weekend on, Firehouse Subs.
Ooh.
They're
Firehouse Subs, one in Watertown, I think.
Yep, there's one in Watertown, and their niche is steamed. Oh. They steam their meat and cheese and really good sandwiches.
So they have a veteran's discount today.
A free medium combo. Oh. So that's a medium-sized sandwich and fountain drink and a bag of chips.
Okay, good.
So
That's good that businesses do that. I know Bellingham American Legion, they're honored vets today. First drinks on them.
Really?
Yep. I heard that on the entertainment calendar.
That is awesome. I'm commander of the Bellingham Legion.
Oh.
And I didn't know that they were doing that. Yep. So that's a heck of a great thing that they're doing too. So
yep. It's on their Facebook page too.
Yep. See, I don't have Facebook.
Okay.
And
good for you. I wish I didn't have Facebook sometimes.
You got so many friends on Facebook from what I hear.
Well, whatever.
But yeah. And again, you got to normally show some kind of identification to show you're a veteran. And speaking of which, we have Veterans Health ID cards. VA sent out a news release on November 2nd saying that 1.5 million veterans' health ID cards are going to expire soon. So that's, you know, this. There's an article on this. It'll be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. You can do it online. You can do it at any VA healthcare facility.
Okay.
Just let them know that your ID card is expired, and they can start the process and get you a new one. I did mine online last week, and I selected a decent picture of me to put on there. The one they have now is from 2006. Shows me with a head of hair. And a little kind of more baby-faced. So.
All right. All right, Josh, good show. If people want to contact you, how can they do that?
Well, we are closed today because of Veterans Day, but normally we're open 8:30 to 4:30 in the lower level of the courthouse, 598-3445. And, of course, there's a Veterans Linkage line, which is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right, Veterans Day today. If you see a veteran, shake their hand, give them a big thank you for their service to our country.
Yeah, absolutely.
They deserve it, that's for sure. All right, thanks for coming in, Josh.
Thank you, Paul.
And once again, a reminder, we'll have the Madison Veterans Day program at 10:30 here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.